This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day to celebrate. Well, why not? First of all, it's Friday. Second of all, it is June 19th. That's Juneteenth. Used to be known as Emancipation Day, or at least was simultaneously known as Emancipation Day, together with June 19th. And it's been celebrated as a holiday for a long time. Now there is a new move with the current mood in the country to push Juneteenth to the status of a federal holiday. It's already recognized by 47 out of our 50 states and, of course, by the District of Columbia. But what exactly does it celebrate? And should we go along with Senator John Cornyn, the deputy Republican leader in the U.S. Senate? Yes, that's right, Republican. He is one of the co-sponsors, together with Cory Booker and Kamala Harris and Ed Markey of Massachusetts and Tina Smith, Democrat of Minnesota. John Cornyn has joined in co-sponsorship of a bill to make Juneteenth a national holiday. And I think he's entirely right, because part of the craziness that we're going through shows how much we need Juneteenth. The very popular singer Usher actually has written a very fine column in the Washington Post about why Juneteenth is worthwhile. And I'll tell you another reason it's worthwhile is right now it is primarily not African American people. It is white punks and creeps and losers who have torn down a George Washington statue in Portland, Oregon. And by the way, one good note for Oregon, they were trying to establish their own autonomous zone to rival our public disgrace here in Seattle, the so-called autonomous zone or organized protest or whatever you want to call it, where they drove the police out of their precinct. And it's now very clear they did that because the mayor ordered it, not the police chief, the mayor. And we will get to that. The point about all of this is, look, we have a history in this country. It is a great history. It's an inspiring history. It's an uplifting history. And Juneteenth is a way of affirming that. Tearing down statues and replacing them with nothing, tearing down our country, attacking our country, is very different from remembering some of the heroic achievements and some of the heroic achievements versus other Americans that we should celebrate and that are worthy of celebration. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. We'll also be talking with Ruben Navarrete, who is an old friend of this show. He's son of a cop, by the way. And Ruben, Mexican-American, and proudly so, is one of those people who's always been very critical of DACA. And he's also somewhat critical of the Supreme Court decision yesterday to prevent the termination of DACA. We'll be speaking to him later this hour. We'll also be speaking to our friend Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal about why people are running away from big cities right now. And then on a day, and we have to get this, it's so amazing, when 40% of GOP voters think civil war is likely, when 34% of U.S. voters, these are people who say they're likely to vote, 34%, a full third of all U.S. voters, yeah, Democrats, independents, GOP, the whole thing, they all think that the United States will experience a second civil war sometime in the next 5 years. It's appalling to see that, which is why it seems to me that it is necessary to affirm things that can bring Americans together. And Juneteenth is one of those things. Okay, what does Juneteenth celebrate? Juneteenth celebrates the very last slaves. Right after the Civil War, and it wasn't long after the Civil War, was the 19th of June. The war had ended with Lee's surrender at Appomattox. It had ended April, May, 2 months before. But it took a while for news to get around. It took a while for federal troops to go out to Texas. There were actually slave owners who had taken their slaves and run away to Texas because it was assumed that Texas, which was a Confederate state, by the way, against very much the will of Texas governor at the time and a founder of the state of Texas as a part of the United States, Sam Houston. He was a unionist. He thought secession was a ridiculous idea. But in any event, Texas did secede and slave owners did flee there. And then finally, in Galveston, Texas, the news came and the announcement came from Union General Gordon Granger on the 19th of June that, okay, you're not slaves anymore. You're free Americans. And by the way, that heritage ought to be embraced. The way that they describe the Emancipation Day or Freedom Day or Liberation Day or Jubilee Day, it's sometimes been known. The Wikipedia article says it's a holiday celebrating the liberation of those who had been held in slaves in the United States. Originating in Texas, it is now celebrated annually on the 19th of June throughout the United States with varying official recognition. Specifically, it commemorates Union Army General Gordon Granger announcing federal orders, that's General Order Number 3, in Galveston, Texas on June 19, 1865, proclaiming that all people held as slaves in Texas were now free. What's fascinating to me is reading the history of Juneteenth. It really began as a church ceremony. It was deeply religious because the entire slavery experience, a lot of slaves and slave preachers and people who held on to Christian religious faith in the midst of some horrible oppression, those people identified with the Hebrew children who were liberated by God. And one of the traditions that has been associated with Juneteenth since, the early 20th century, since the early 1900s, is a song. And the song is called Lift Every Voice and Sing. It has also become known as the Black National Anthem. It used to be called the Negro National Anthem. That doesn't imply that there's a separate nation. It doesn't run down America. And that song was written by this amazing guy who was born just 6 years after Juneteenth, the events of the liberation of slaves in 1865. And James Weldon Johnson went on to become the first black general director of the NAACP. And he wrote this song which says, lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as the rolling sea. Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day begun, let us march on till victory is won. And then at the very end, he concludes his poem, which was set to music by his brother, John Rosamond Johnson, in 1905. And he says, God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, thou who hast brought us thus far on the way, thou who hast by thy might led us into the light, keep us forever in the path, we pray, lest our feet stray from the places, our God, where we met thee, lest our hearts drunk with the wine of the world, we forget thee, shadowed beneath thy hand, may we forever stand true to our God, true to our native land. Amen to that. More on what do you replace statues with and how do you stop the destruction and vandalism coming up on the MedVed Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Michael Medved show. Just a couple of days left for you to sign up for the Medved History Store discount on everything from the Medved History Store about the real causes of the Civil War, about what made Abraham Lincoln so great, about the American Revolution, almost a day-by-day, hour-by-hour account. It's a long series of history programs. That's all 50% off. If you sign up now as a MedHead member at a cost of 11 cents a day, because it's springtime. So you use the promo code SPRING40 when you sign up for a MedHead membership, which gives you 24/7 free downloadable access to this show when you sign up as a MedHead member. Go to michaelmedved.com, or you can do it at medvedhistorystore.com. Either way, you get that discount. Okay, talking about American history, let me put a question out there, which is that if 40% of Republicans think that a civil war is likely in the next 5 years, really, that's almost half. If you're part of that group, you think a civil war is likely, how's that likely to go? The reason that I know that a civil war will not happen is because, like most Americans, I have faith in the United States Army. And I don't think, as happened in 1861, you have a lot of Army officers or enlisted men or anybody who are going to abandon the United States Army, who are going to abandon the United States and our elected governments to go fight against it and try to destroy it. I don't believe that is going to happen. Look, I think we're going through a period of stress, and there are reasons that people in all of these polls. What's fascinating to me is when you break down this Rasmussen poll that shows that 40% of Republicans believe we're likely to have a civil war within 5 years, which is soon. That means that within the end of Trump's second term, if he gets a second term. Okay, or of Biden's first term, if he gets a first term. So the point about all of this is that the people who believe that, and it's a minority, 27% of Americans, according to Rasmussen, believe that taking down Confederate monuments is a source of worsening race relations. A majority of people think, actually a plurality of people think that taking down Confederate monuments and statues and memorials will actually help the cause of race relations. There are a bunch of people who aren't sure, and 27% believe it's going to make race relations worse. Now, that group, that 27%, more than half of them believe we're on the verge of a second civil war. Is that a coincidence? If you are one of those people who believes we're on the verge of civil war, you can give us a call. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. Kevin McCarthy, the sometimes very feisty House Republican leader, was reacting yesterday to Nancy Pelosi's decision to move the portraits of four Democrats, and he makes clear that they're Democrats, who were speakers of the House, who later, after they served as speaker, or one of them actually before he was elected speaker of the House, they supported the Confederacy. And it seems to me that Kevin McCarthy asks a fairly provocative question. Listen.
Well, I know Speaker Pelosi, I heard she's going to remove four former Democrat speakers. One of them was a Whig person, then became then moved to the Democratic Party. So all four Democrats who she believes she wants to remove them, the Speaker has the power to do that. Statutes are different, so she has the right to do that. But it raises another question. If the Speaker's concerned about that, should she also start talking about changing the name of her party? I'm very proud of the history of the Republican Party. I'm proud of the fact that our first president was Abraham Lincoln. That's why I have his portrait in my office. I also have a portrait of Frederick Douglass.
Okay, Frederick Douglass, of course, the great Republican, and he was, and a former slave who became a leading abolitionist fighting for the liberation that we celebrate today on Juneteenth. If the Democrats change their name, what should they change their name to? Actually, there are probably some Democrats who would go with that. Because, I mean, Kevin McCarthy's point, the Democratic Party, that name is associated with all of the Confederate leaders, virtually all of them. Alexander H. Stephens was also a former Whig. He was the vice president of the Confederacy. There were a few Whigs who were thrown in, and no Republicans. Because the Republican Party was always, from its inception, anti-slavery. So what would they change their name to? Probably they would choose the Progressive Party. That was used before. It was used by Teddy Roosevelt. It was used by Henry Wallace, radical Stalinist, by the way, who ran for president in 1948. Did they choose Progressive Party? They could. Actually, I think the most accurate designation for the Democratic Party, and this particular day, would be the Party of Guilt. And see, the problem with that is affixing guilt to individuals or to a nation doesn't increase its prospects of progress. It hurts those prospects. Let me go to Glenn in Tacoma, Washington, on this Civil War issue. Glenn, you're on.
Well, hi, Michael. I wanted to tell you, I don't know if there's a Civil War imminent, but I think I can see how it could go, and I think the mistake a lot of people are making is by thinking that the Civil War has to go like our own war between the states. I would say your Civil War is more likely to break out is look to Northern Ireland in 1969, when you had neighborhoods of different faiths or different beliefs making war on each other, and either the police were taking one side or no side, and eventually the army was brought in. You had no-go areas where the police could not go. You had local self-defense forces set up to defend neighborhoods and gradually begin attacking other neighborhoods. Look at our country right now. You've got the germs of it. You've got militia groups.
I think you're right. I think you're right about that, and I think it's one of the reasons that we have to nip this stuff in the bud and to avoid it. And that's a very smart analogy, actually, Glenn, and thank you for it. With Northern Ireland, where it was between people who were unionists, who were Protestant, and the Catholic, it's actually in Northern Ireland, it's a Catholic minority, but it's a big minority. It's close to half and half. And you're right. But see, this was not quite a civil war. It was civil strife. And we had that in America in 1968. Why did that not erupt into a civil war, full civil war? We'll talk about that a little bit later. First up, the DACA program. What's wrong with it? And why is it not a good thing that it was basically preserved? We'll talk to Ruben Navarrete coming up on the MedVet Show.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Coronavirus cases are continuing to rise in a number of southern states, including several that just reported new record highs on Friday. Florida is reporting more than 3,800 new cases in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, Arizona saw its record high reach 3,200 plus new cases. South Carolina fell just short of 1,000 new cases on Thursday. California, Texas, and Oklahoma also are reporting record highs. There are huge crowds in Tulsa, Oklahoma, ahead of President Trump's rally on Saturday. Christy Smalley made the drive from Celeste, Texas, which is just north of Dallas. She tells NBC News,
"The first rally I went to was in Dallas last year, and it was amazing, absolutely amazing. So I'm like, I've got to go to another one."
Smiley also saying after being cooped up inside her house, she's very eager to get out and support the president. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Somewhat a confusing decision. A Supreme Court majority, it was a 5-4 decision, held that President Trump cannot end the DACA program with a stroke of his pen. Now, that decision is based really on technical factors, on the fact that the Chief Justice Roberts wrote the decision, said that the Department of Homeland Security hadn't done a decent enough job explaining why the decision was necessary. But somebody who never liked the DACA program in the first place, for reasons that I think are perfectly legitimate, is Ruben Navarrete, who is a son of a... You are the son of a cop, right, Ruben?
That's right, Michael, I am. Son of a retired cop. My dad was a cop for 37 years.
Well, God bless him, and particularly at a time when there's so much hostility to law enforcement. Ruben, you have been critical of the DACA program to begin with. Explain why, and explain what we need instead of this in-between and technical decision from the Supreme Court.
Very good. Thank you, Michael. Good to be back with you. I was probably in favor of DACA for the first 10 minutes when I still thought of it as a humanitarian program. As long as you think of this as a humanitarian program, something that was done for this undocumented population of kids who were brought here against their will, oftentimes as children by their parents, through no fault of their own as it goes, then you can live with it. It's a humanitarian program. It wasn't until the light bulb went off that I realized after talking to some DACA recipients, and they told me what they had to do to get the benefit, that they actually had to turn themselves into law enforcement, be fingerprinted and photographed and hand over all their personal information. This is where I live. This is where my mom and dad live. By the way, we're all undocumented. You can deport us anytime you like. And in return, you'll give me a 2-year renewable work permit and not deport me for 2 years. It wasn't until I actually talked to the real live folks, that I realized this was not a humanitarian program. This was a sneaky, underhanded enforcement program created by the Obama administration to trick 700,000 people into turning themselves into law enforcement. DACA stands for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. The action that's being deferred is deportation. So I always thought
and you're talking here about
right
deporting some and you're talking here about deporting some people who may not even speak Spanish or any other language, who have
right.
lived here in the United States virtually all their lives, who have played by the rules, who in many cases have
right.
graduated from high school and college, served in our military in some cases. It's
right.
it's kind of the whole desire to deport DACA recipients is so mad. And so
right. Right.
Disturbing that what do we need instead of this Supreme Court decision, which basically
right.
just says, okay, this limbo is going to continue where you have to continue to coming in and getting your work permit renewed every 2 years.
Right. So this should never have been handled. It can't be solved by the judicial branch, and it was never supposed to be handled by the executive branch, either with Obama creating
Amen.
DACA or Trump trying to strike it down. It needs to belong in that
Amen.
Third branch. The legislative branch, as long as I've known you and we've been friends, I've listened to your show, you've always gotten it right that, for instance, George W. Bush, during his 8 years in office, he sent people over. He sent Michael Chertoff and Lin Chao, you know, people over to from Congress, literally walking across Pennsylvania Avenue to Congress to work out an immigration deal. So it's, the executive branch does the art, builds it, the architecture pushes it, legislative implements it. That's what you need, real, lasting, permanent reform done by Congress. Guess what, Michael Medved? Nobody wants to do that. Congress is chicken. Republicans, Democrats don't want to go anywhere near it. They would just as soon this be handled by the executive and judicial branches.
And meanwhile, you're letting some people say 700,000, some people say 800,000 people who did come out of the shadows, who registered with DACA to get these work permits so they can work legally in the United States. You're leaving these people in a state of limbo until what?
Right.
Trump, by the way, Trump, to his credit, and I mentioned this yesterday when I was talking about it. When he originally tried to cancel DACA, he said, I'm going to wait 6 months. The program's going to continue in force for 6 months. Now I want Congress to do something and fix it. And Congress,
right.
under at the time, unfortunately, under Paul Ryan and under Mitch McConnell, did absolutely nothing.
And here's why they did nothing. The Republican Party's afraid
Go
of
ahead.
This issue. The Democratic Party's afraid. They're afraid of the same thing, a civil war within their party. You and I have, you know, three kids each. We don't like it when our kids fight. Okay, you'll have to referee your kids fighting. The Republican Party doesn't want to referee a fight between pro-business conservatives at the Chamber of Commerce that want more immigration and nativists who want fewer. On the Democratic side, they don't want to referee a fight between Latinos who want more immigrants and mostly white-run unions that want fewer. So nobody wants to handle those kinds of civil wars. They don't want to deal with this issue, and that's why they keep putting it off.
Okay, President Trump has acknowledged that he needs to increase his support among Latino voters. What could he do
yeah.
on this or any other issue to do that? Last time
yeah.
he got 27% of Latino voters, disproportionate number of them Cubans. But
right.
What can he do generally to help himself with Latinos?
Yeah, I've been wrong about Trump and Latino voters kind of from the start. I wrote a column I'm proud of. Where I actually interviewed a lot of Latinos who support Trump and said, explain this to me. I don't get it. And I think he'll do very well right now as it stands, probably even 30% of the Hispanic vote. There's certain qualities about Trump, not the least of which the pro-business job-creating aspect of Trump that they support, the law and order aspect of Trump they support. But to your point, he is on dangerous ground because you're basically arguing, what are you going to do with the Dreamers? Let me get this straight. They went to college. They spoke English. He said to speak English, so they speak only English. They don't recognize the home in El Salvador or Mexico. Oh, and they play by the rules. You said you got to play by the rules. You always hear immigrants got to play by the rules. So they played by the rules, actually turned themselves into law enforcement and got fingerprinted. Those are your rules. So these are the last people you should want to deport, and that's why the president is in a really tough spot today. What do you do with these model, gee, do you want to recruit them to join the Republican Party, or do you want to deport them?
And by the way, you do believe and know that there is really a chance. President Bush got 44% of the Latino vote and won in the election
right.
in 2004. Republicans can certainly do at least that well with Hispanic voters, no?
I think that Trump, because he is Trump and because he does the things that make you wince and make me wince, he's never going to get into Bush territory. Ronald Reagan, you know, president that you followed well, know well, in 1984, he got 40% of the Hispanic vote. Ronald Reagan and George W. Bush are really in a class by themselves in terms of breaking the 40% margin for Latino voters. But that doesn't change the fact that if Trump gets 30 to 35%, Joe Biden won't have a chance. There'll be like a turnaround.
Not a chance.
He won't have a chance. Not a chance. And this is the part that Republicans, I can speak to them blue in the face, they don't get it. You're giving away a great portion of the electorate just wholesale on an issue like immigration. And as Ronald Reagan once famously said, you don't have to make Hispanics into Republicans. They're already Republicans. They just don't know it. So I think they would.
And, today's Republicans, and by the way, and this,
better off listening to more Reagan and less Trump.
This impacts states that have become very Democratic recently, like Nevada, like Colorado. And it also impacts states that the Democrats are eyeing flipping. President Trump won in Arizona by less than 5 points last time. And the Democrats are making Arizona a major target. Arizona, I believe, has about 40% Latino voters. And so this is really an absolutely crucial issue. Ruben, it's a great pleasure speaking to you. We have to do this more often. His nationally, internationally syndicated column is also indispensable through the Washington Post Writers Group. We're going to put link up material on Ruben Navarrete right at our website at michaelmedved.com. Coming right back with more on a pending Civil War, ? And tearing down Washington's statue. We'll get to it.
Michael Medved.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
On the Michael Medved show, despite the fact that Americans might be coming together over some issues, there's a piece on the New York Times about how Republicans and Democrats who can't agree on anything have reached fervent agreement. I mean, we're talking about everybody. We're talking about Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff on one side and Lindsey Graham and President Trump on the other. They've reached complete agreement over John Bolton. He has united the country. People are ticked off and they don't like Ambassador Bolton. Okay, somebody else we shouldn't like has a gigantic monument still standing right now, though people have been demonstrating against it, and the mayor has decided that it will come down. This is in Charleston, South Carolina. It's a monument to John C. Calhoun, who was twice vice president of the United States under two different presidents. He was Secretary of War. He was a longtime U.S. senator. So what's the matter with John C. Calhoun? I'll tell you in a moment, because his statue is coming down. Now, the monument was trashed. It was graffitied. They couldn't get quite up to the statue because it's on top of a pillar. It's like nearly 100 feet tall. All of it's coming down. And that, it seems to me, is appropriate. It is totally inappropriate what happened in Portland, Oregon. And not just because it's Portland, which is, I don't know, it's a Seattle's even wackier little sister. I know that's insulting to our listeners in Portland, but please, come on. How could the police let this happen? They were having a meeting for the Rose City Justice Coalition. Here it is. A quiet evening of demonstrations for racial justice and police reform in Portland ended with the destruction of a George Washington statue on the eve of Juneteenth. And this spoils exactly what the original initiators of Juneteenth, who were religious people, who were patriotic people, who honored the legacy of George Washington, you know, destroys what they wanted. The James Weldon Johnson song, Lift Every Voice and Sing, that for over 100 years has been traditionally sung on Juneteenth, James Weldon Johnson's song talks about loyalty to our native land. How are you loyal to your native land if you want to destroy a statue of George Washington? Yesterday marked the 21st day of protests in Portland sparked by the death of George Floyd. Two groups, Rose City Justice and the Lavender Caucus, hosted a sit-in rally at Jefferson High School in the evening, where community members shared their experiences with racism to a crowd of a few hundred. They'd already trashed a statue of Thomas Jefferson in front of Jefferson High School. A separate group of about 20 people met at Northeast Sandy Boulevard and Northeast 57th Avenue around 10 p.m. at the site of a large bronze statue of George Washington. Some wrapped the statue's head in an American flag and then lit the flag on fire. Their numbers grew over the next hour until there were enough people to pull the statue to the ground. They quickly scattered. A news crew from Channel 6 News found the statue face down, covered in graffiti. It's a very ugly scene. The graffiti mostly looks like blood. And look, this is George Washington, who was arguably, along with Lincoln, the greatest human being that our country ever produced. Who, by the way, he even wrote. He was not a Confederate. He wrote in letters more than once that if it came to a struggle over slavery in our country, he would be on the side opposing slavery. He did leave in his will that his slaves that he had owned would be not only freed but provided for. And, okay, that doesn't take away the fact that he was a slave owner, but he was also a guy without whom this country doesn't exist, which is why attacking George Washington is the equivalent of attacking America. It really is. John Caldwell Calhoun is very different. And John C. Calhoun was vice president under John Quincy Adams, and then he was vice president for Andrew Jackson's first term. But he was famously an advocate for secession and for nullification. And initially not even on the issue of slavery. He also wrote a book that we had to read. And it's really difficult to read because it is profoundly racist. He goes into all of this theorizing about Black people being subhuman, African people being subhuman, and says that slavery is an ideal institution and is much, much better. It's called the Disquisition on Government. And look, without John C. Calhoun, there's no secession, there's no civil war. It's appropriate to take down his statue and to do it honorably. The shame is that there's a perfect person, another South Carolinian they could put up there in his place. That guy is named Robert Smalls. He was born a slave. And he did amazing things in his life. We will get to that. Let me go first to Chet in Seattle. Chet, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Thank you, Michael, for taking my call.
Hey,
I just wanted to, on this polling about Civil War breaking out in the United States, I think the way to approach that is to ask the question, why do so many people feel this way? That would be a fascinating thing to explore.
Why do you think?
Well, you mentioned that you don't think there's a possibility of it, but would you have thought 3 years ago that there would be a possibility of an anarchist group taking over a part of Seattle that the police vacate, and there's been, at this point, no repercussions, and they're calling themselves a separate country?
They're not really. They've gone back on that. They're not really calling themselves a separate country. They've dropped that, fortunately. But no, you're right. I would never have thought that would be possible. But then again, the Seattle civic leadership always amazes me by reaching new depths of depravity, stupidity, and incompetence, which is a very bad combination. That's the worst. I thought Mayor McGinn couldn't be. You couldn't get worse than that. Well, we're there.
I agree.
One
of the reasons, Michael, that people are feeling this way because of the similarities to the Nazi Party and some of the things that are going on today. I can point out a couple.
Tell me what you think, because I think that's...
We have digital burning going on right now through Google, YouTube, all these people that have these...
But that's not true, Daniel. You can publish anything you want, and people are not publicly burning books. And Google and YouTube don't control... In other words, you don't have to go through the social medium that you don't like. I would be very careful of the Nazi analogies. And by the way, there's a really fraudulent attack on President Trump where Facebook just took down some Trump campaign ads for, quote, Nazi imagery. And this really is fake news. And I'm going to get into that. But the reason to be careful of the anarchists versus Nazis is first of all, the Nazis were initially considered a joke and a cartoon in Germany, but then they built up support. There is very little evidence that the very, very extreme left represented by Antifa, which, by the way, honestly, if you look into it and you research it, they're not that strong a group. They don't have any organization. And the idea that the country is going to be taken over, or people are going to be divided with this. And let me, Chet, very sharp comments, and good for you. But the one main reason I don't think we devolve into civil war is because of the army and because of law enforcement. And our military and law enforcement is depressed right now. We're going to cover the story of what's happening with the Atlanta Police Department, where they were actually calling in sick to protest the fact that the city seemed to be utterly turning on the police. It's one of the reasons, though, to avoid this kind of civil strife, that the way you do it is by maintaining a strong, constitutional, committed, democracy-loving military and law enforcement. Because ultimately, we depend on that to survive as this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.